The gifts of the Holy Ghost. It is our intention to explain during this week the workings of the Holy Ghost, both in the church and in the faithful soul. These 7 days are given to us that we may know and appreciate the great gift sent us by the Father and the Son. Moreover, the Spirit who proceeds from the Father and the Son has 7 different ways whereby he manifests his presence in our souls. It behooves us, therefore, to devote this happy week to the study and love of the sevenfold gift, whereby are to be wrought our salvation and sanctification. The 7 gifts of the Holy Ghost are 7 energies, which he graciously infuses into the soul when he enters there by sanctifying grace. Actual graces put these divinely infused powers into motion, either all at once or separately. And hereby, acts supernatural and meritorious of life everlasting are produced by the free consent of our will. The prophet Isaiah, guided by divine inspiration, has told us of these 7 gifts. He is foretelling the workings of the Holy Ghost upon the soul of the Son of God made man, whom he calls the flower of a virginal root of Jesse. He says, quote, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of fortitude, the Spirit of knowledge and of godliness, and he shall be filled with the Spirit of the fear of the Lord." End quote. Footnote, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. These mysterious words not only express the qualities of the Holy Ghost, they also describe the effects he produces in the soul of man, and it is in this sense that they have been interpreted by the Holy Fathers and theologians. The sacred humanity of the incarnate Son of God is the supernatural type of our own, and what the Holy Ghost operated in the former for its sanctification, that same, in proportion, he wills to do in the latter. He infused into the Son of Mary the 7 energies mentioned by the prophet. The same 7 gifts are prepared for regenerated man. But let us notice the order in which they come. Isaiah begins with the Spirit of wisdom and ends with the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Wisdom, as we shall see further on, is the noblest prerogative of which man is capable, whereas the fear of the Lord is but the beginning of wisdom, as the royal psalmist assures us. Footnote, Psalm 110, verse 10. The soul of Jesus was created for a personal union with the divine word, and was therefore treated with exceptional honor. The first and foremost gift infused into it was that of wisdom, and the gift of the fear of the Lord followed necessarily indeed, because a creature is not perfect unless it have this quality, but still as a sequel and completion. With us, on the contrary, frail and inconstant as we are, the fear of God is the foundation of our whole spiritual building, and by it we raise ourselves gradually to that wisdom which brings union with God. It is by means of the gifts of the Holy Ghost that man attains to perfection, but they are bestowed upon him in the order inverse of that wherein Isaiah names them when speaking of the Son of God. We receive them at the time of our baptism, and when we have the misfortune to lose them, as we do when we lose sanctifying grace, that is, when we commit a mortal sin, they are restored to us by the sacrament of penance. Let us respectfully consider how the whole work of our salvation and sanctification is marked with the mysterious number 7. There are 7 principal virtues which render us dear to our Maker. It is by 7 gifts that the Holy Ghost leads us to our last end. The 7 sacraments apply to us the merits of the Incarnation and Redemption. It is after 7 weeks from the Pasch that the Holy Spirit is sent upon the earth, there to establish and maintain the kingdom of God. Can we wonder, after this, that Satan should have sacrilegiously mimicked the work of God, striving to destroy, by the seven deadly sins, the creatures whom God would save?